please turn in your New King James Bibles, where we will read responsively and meditate upon Psalm 72.
Psalm 72, and it says here, a psalm of Solomon. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. The mountains will bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness.
He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy, and will break in pieces the oppressed.
They shall fear you as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. In his days, the righteous shall flourish, an abundance of peace until the moon is no more.
He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust.
The king of Tarshish and of the Isles will bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts.
Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him.
For he will deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him who has no helper.
He will spare the poor and needy and will save the souls of the needy.
He will redeem their life from oppression and violence, and pestilence shall be their blood in his sight.
And he shall live, and the gold of Sheba will be given to him. Prayer also will be made for him continually, and daily he shall be praised.
There will be an abundance of rain in the earth, on the top of the mountains. Its fruit shall wave like leather, and those of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth.
His name shall endure forever. His name shall continually as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed.
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only has wondrous things.
And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended.
Okay, Psalm 72 is quite the glorious psalm. Now here in Psalm 72, I don't know if your eyes flicked across to the next page or lower down on the page, depending on which printing you have of the Bible, but you'll notice we're finishing Book 3, a grouping of the Psalms. So we're reaching kind of a conclusion or a summary. Here at the end, we have this glorious conclusion to the cycle of Psalms we've been reading. And you'll remember that as I've been mentioning as we go along, that we're looking at Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. In the last several Psalms, we've been seeing him as he came to earth, as he ministered among the people, as he subjected himself to his Father's wrath on our behalf, as he suffered at the hands of his enemies, as he took upon himself the sins of his people, finally as he was delivered up to the cross to death to pay the penalty of sin, as he took upon himself the terrors, the horrible punishment of hell that we all deserve. And at the end of Psalm 71, we see a turning that at the end of the trial, we see that, as it says here, you who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. We see the resurrection. We see to some degree later on in Psalm 71 also his investment at heaven at the right hand of the Father. And here in Psalm 72, we have what a very nice title put in here by the editors of the New King James Bible, The Glory and Universality of the Messiah's Reign. That's very fitting. It's fitting not only just to this psalm, though, but as I said just a few moments ago, this psalm being a summary, a conclusion, a drawing together and finishing of the cycle we've been looking at, this title, this whole imagery goes back to this cycle of psalms. This is the reward of the Father. This is the Son coming into his own, coming into the kingdom on the behalf of the Father. And here we see a picture of the millennium, a picture of the reign of the King of Kings at the right hand of the Father. It begins with a prayer, "Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son," to the son of David, which was one of the titles Jesus was known by. Goes on to proclaim his righteousness, his justice, how he'll take care of his people and the poor with justice. Verse 3 I found very interesting with the imagery of it. The mountains will bring peace to the people. Now, given at this time, to the people of Israel, when we talk about the mountain, we're thinking of the mountain that Jerusalem is on where God dwells, and Mount Sinai where the law was given. And the mountains bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. Now, I thought about that. What could that mean? When we see the mountains with the law and the dwelling of Christ and the salvation shown in the temple, but the little hills distributed around that bring righteousness to the people as well and bring peace by righteousness. I believe that's a picture of the churches, the congregations scattered throughout the world. That Christ, as he dwells in heaven, is present with his people here, now, right here, and in churches across the world as well, all across the earth, bringing righteousness, bringing peace to his people. He will bring justice to the poor. He will save the children of the needy and will break in pieces the oppressor. Now, a slight theological tangent. I'm not going to get into a lot of eschatology here. But we see that this cannot be after his final return at the end of all things. Because we have here the oppressor. And later on we'll see his enemies being forced to bow. This isn't the end times as the modern church thinks of it. It's the end times as people in Bible age thought of it. The closing of the covenant of Moses and the opening of the day of grace after Jesus has come. After sin has been paid for, as things become more and more righteous, as light spreads across the darkened earth. Verse 5 and on, "They shall fear you as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations." Now we see here as Christ reigns from heaven, his reign spreading across the earth. "Through all generations he shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth." We know Jesus spoke of himself as the living water, telling people to take the water of life so that they would live. And here we see that picture, not waters flowing along the ground or coming up through wells, but showering down from heaven where Jesus is. "An abundance of peace until the moon is no more." Now, how do we know this psalm is messianic and not about Solomon or David or any of the later kings? Well, we see here in verse 8, "He shall have dominion from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. Even those in the wilderness will bow before him." And that's often, I've heard people talk about the natives in Ooga Booga land. All the lands will hear of Christ and will bow before him. His enemies will lick the dust, as we said. "And the foreign kings will subject themselves to him." Verse 11, "Yes, all kings shall fall down before him, and all nations will serve him." Obviously, we're not talking about Solomon. Obviously, we're not talking about Rehoboam or any of the later ones with all their problems. But we're looking at Jesus, and again, the King of Kings. He took to himself that title, and here we see it displayed. And we see that he will care for his people. There will be needy. There will be poor. There will be poor and needy in verse 13. That he will save their bodies, but more importantly, he will save the souls of the needy and redeem their lives from oppression and violence. We see the Savior, the King of Kings, caring for his people. "And he shall live," in verse 15, "shall live forever. The gold of Sheba will be given to him, prayer will be made for him, and daily shall he be praised." And going on as we, in this psalm in verse 16, we see things getting better. Now, you've heard me allude to it and a few times come right out and say it, but I believe that we'll see after we die, when we can see the full scope of history without being tied down to our current, seeing through the prism of our current existence. We'll see that things get better and better and better after Jesus has come. There will be an abundance of grain in the earth. Well, there's far more now than there ever has been in history, of course. But even on top of the mountains, the grain shall wave like the plains of Lebanon, and those in the city of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. Plenty will come in the reign of Jesus Christ. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. Men will be blessed in him. all the nations shall call him blessed. Again, this couldn't be speaking of an earthly king. Blessed be Jehovah God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. As the nations come to Christ, as the people hear the gospel, more and more the God of Israel, Jehovah God, will be praised, will be glorified. As the nations turn, then all the curses of the fall will fall away from the earth. Progressively, certainly, that's how they went away, isn't it? A little at a time. And the gospel will win back the earth. We see in Paul's writings that creation will be redeemed. Here's a promise of those glorious things. In the final verse, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. This is the summation again of this cycle of Psalms. When we come back next week, we're going to start over. And we're going to start with, well, into the Psalms of Asaph. But as we sing from Psalm 72 now, and we'll sing 72C, the great, glorious praise, the joyous exuberance of the people of God, seeing what he's done for us now, but also what he's promised to the nations in the future. Let's look back on what it cost. Let's always remember what God's gracious gifts to us cost. Not us, but our Jesus who died to save us. And as we praise him for his greatness, his glory, and his goodness to us, try to hold on to a little bit of thankfulness for the sacrifice he made on our behalf. We'll sing Psalm 72, and as I said, part C.